Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
The gospel for this evening begins in the 17th chapter of Luke at the 11th verse and continues through the 19th.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out to him, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And we saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. And then one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked him, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, to the foreigner, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you. Well, once again, the holiday season is drawing near, and people are saying, "Where did the year go?" The stores are beginning to be filled with Christmas decorations. Children wonder what they will find under their Christmas tree, and mom and dad, of course, are wondering how they're going to pay for those gifts. Thanksgiving has become sort of a pre-season holiday, a preparation that leads us into a secular Christmas celebration. Think of this, however. Think of it differently. Thanksgiving is what distinguishes our Christian faith. To receive a gift and say thank you, well, that's an ennobling gesture. There's nothing small or trivial about this act. As we offer thanks, we acknowledge we've received a gift unearned and undeserved. So let us remember this saying, "Happy is the individual who understands life is the ultimate gift of God." We recall what St. Paul wrote, "In everything, give thanks." This evening, I'd like to use Psalm 131, that one of the pilgrims' songs sung by Hebrew pilgrims making their way up the mountain to the city of Jerusalem for one of their great annual festivals. Now, you may not have read Psalm 131 before, but you know what? There are only 3 verses, so you might have overlooked this psalm or dismissed it as unimportant. But you know, that'd be a mistake. This little hymn by David, it's really a treasure. Charles Spurgeon said that this psalm is one of the shortest to read, but one of the longest to learn. Let me read it to you this evening. And so from the 131st song, we read these words. "Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of its mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forevermore." Psalm 131, as I said, has just 3 verses. And each one reveals an important behavioral quality for us to consider, especially as we approach this Thanksgiving season. Now, the psalm begins with these words. It reads, "My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty." Most of us would probably not begin a prayer this way. It sounds a little odd to our ears, as if perhaps King David was bragging of his own humility. It's always tricky to talk about humility. How do you know when we are truly humble? Come to think of it, if you are truly humble, would you even know it? It has been well said that humility is the virtue which, when you think about it, you've probably lost it. So let's be honest with ourselves. We live in a culture today that places not much value on humility. No one's going to give us a merit badge for being humble. From the moment we enter this world, we are urged to get ahead, to climb the ladder, to look out for number one, to win through intimidation and prove our success by the way the car we drive, the home we buy, the clothes we wear, and the friends we keep. This outlook is well reflected in a t-shirt which I saw that read, "The one who dies with the most toys wins." Humility suggests that we understand our limits. And you know, sometimes that's difficult for some people, the idea that we have limits. It's sort of a trendy idea. New Age advocates like to speak about unlimited potential and the untapped resources within ourselves. The truth is, well, our potential is limited, and the only untapped resources are the ones we discover when we reach the end of our abilities and admit our own limitations. Now, the second verse of this psalm believes a second quality to be very useful as we particularly approach Thanksgiving, and it's the quality of simplicity. The verse reads, "But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me." This image only a mother may fully understand. The child is born and for a time looks to his or her mother as the source of his nourishment and life. But one day that child must learn to take a bottle and ultimately take care of itself. And that may not be a happy day for a child. The child could cry, big tears roll down the face. His arms reach out, but his mother gently pushes him away. He fights, he pouts, he screams, but all to no avail. What happened to Mom? Well, she who once was a friend now becomes a bit of a foe. And if Mom has a heart at all, she cries too, because from now on, things in that family's life are going to be a little different. She feeds him by hand or bottle, but the relationship, that close relationship, it's changed. So here's the truth. Unless a mother weans her child, that child will not grow up. He or she will remain dependent, and the lesson may seem hard, and the child may misunderstand it. But if a mother truly loves her child, she will teach that child to become independent, self-sufficient. When the task is complete, the child no longer seeks what it found once indispensable. Once he could not live without his mother's milk, but now he must provide for himself. It's a simple lesson, but it's a powerful one in life. Now the second one, the third principle that we're talking about, we talked first about humility, then simplicity. And the third principle ought to be included with humility and simplicity. And that's the principle of integrity. Verse 3 says, "O Israel, put your hope in the Lord both now and forevermore." The word hope in Hebrew means first to wait, but then to wait with a great expectation. The concept is close to our English word of confidence. An expanded definition would be to wait on something with the expectation that the person we are waiting for is trustworthy. So that's what integrity is all about. What are we doing? Well, we're placing our confidence in God alone. We believe God answers questions that sometimes we find hard to understand. We come to the realization we don't measure our spirituality by our prosperity. We find rest in our soul because we discover things we crave aren't so important anymore. So you have here humility and simplicity and integrity. They are the three essential qualities leading a spirit of thanksgiving. We find these qualities well expressed in a memorable prayer written for us by Franklin Roosevelt to mark Thanksgiving in 1940 when our nation was on the verge of war. And this is the prayer that Roosevelt wrote. He wrote, "Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech you that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of your favor and glad to do your will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people the multitude brought here out of kindred tongues and lands. Imbue with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in your name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and that there may be peace at home, and that through obedience to your law, we may show forth your praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in you to fail. Amen." So may our lives be marked with humility, simplicity, and integrity. May these qualities lead to a spirit of thankfulness, not only for the material things, but also for our family, our friends, our nation, and those qualities which daily enrich our lives. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.